From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's race for the White House remains undecided at this hour. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas is at Trump's headquarters in New York City.
Every time they call some numbers that favor their candidate, the Republican nominee Donald Trump, this place just erupts in cheers. You can tell there is so much excitement here. They talk about anxiety a lot on both sides because it's so close in some key states. But really, at this point, there's just a lot of excitement here. I'm in the ballroom at the Hilton Midtown. This is Trump HQ on this historic election night. You have media here like I've never. It is rare for me in my career this much media around from all over the world. Of course, the whole world is watching what happens here.
Meantime, Kyle Kondak with the Saboteau Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia is watching the returns as well.
We're seeing some pretty remarkable results tonight. Big swings within states, basically kind of urban and sort of well-educated suburban areas swinging hard toward the Democrats, but also then sort of rural exurban areas swinging hard towards Trump. And so we've got a number of states out there that are very, very close.
270 electoral votes are needed to win the presidency. The pre-election day surveys had given Clinton a 2 to 3 point lead over Trump nationwide. Investors worried about Donald Trump might be winning the U.S. presidency caused a sharp sell-off of stocks in Asian markets and pushed down future prices for U.S. markets Wednesday morning. Trump's promises to drastically change U.S. trade, tax, and other policies, raising uncertainties that rattle investors. This is